resistance to new ideas and technology is nothing new. Less than 150 years ago, Henry Morton, president of the Stevens Institute of Technology, said when referring to Edison's light bulb, "Everyone acquainted with the subject will recognize it as a conspicuous failure." How wrong he was. In this episode of the Talking Tech for Good podcast, we dive into the topic of adoption and change management in the development space. What stands in the way of organizations embracing digital migration and adopting technology? And how do we move forward?
You know, at first, people are resistant to change. And then when change happens, they realize maybe it's not as scary as they thought it was. And that really touches on a key behavioral bias or tendency that I think is at play during migration and adoption, which affects us all, which is called status quo bias. And it is just the bias that we all as people prefer that things stay as they are over change.
One thing that really stood out for me was that as we are an entrepreneurial academy, we focus a lot on developing resilience, agility, adaptability, and flexibility. And oftentimes these are concepts that are so difficult to measure. But the transition from the contact learning to online learning made it so observable and so in your face that you couldn't deny the students' resilience, you know, and the ability of our students to adapt and to be flexible with the migration process.
Quite frankly, it's a little bit overwhelming because I don't exactly know the clear answer to that. But what I do know is that if change is to be achieved, particularly if we are looking to change these wide-scale social issues such as unemployment and youth unemployment more specifically, a collective approach is required.
Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure that you don't miss this episode. And if you missed any of our previous episodes, make sure to listen to those ones too.